Welcome now to the Midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland once again in our Buck studio, where we're going to have some live music, and it's going to be provided by pianist Agnes Juan, who has of late been living in Virginia but seems to go all over the place as a performer. In fact, coming later in this year, she's going to be presenting a workshop for the Singapore Music Teachers Association, and on it goes. And welcome to the Midday, Agnes.
Thank you.
Pleasure to have you here. And closer to home, you're going to be playing a recital tonight in Milwaukee.
Yes, at the Grace Lutheran Church at 5 o'clock.
And is the program you're going to be playing for us today, does that overlap with that one?
A lot of it does, yes. Yeah, of course, like for the full-length recital, it's a little bit longer.
Sure.
But yeah, everything that I play on here today, I will play there tonight.
Okay, so this is kind of a preview. It's largely romantic, though not entirely. And a lot of the romantics, though, were inspired by Johann Sebastian Bach.
That's true.
Chopin, for one, from whom we'll be hearing a little bit later. And the Well-Tempered Clavier is that vast, so influential collection of keyboard pieces.
Yes, they are. He wrote a total of 48 of them in two separate sets. So each one, there are 24 pieces, and one in each key, including all the majors and minors.
Yeah, and each one has a kind of a different personality that way.
That is true. Each one does. I think this particular one that I'm going to play today is a little sweeter, I think, than some of the others, and they all are very interesting set, I think.
Here it is. That is a Prelude and Fugue in A-flat from Book One of The Well-Tempered Clavier by Bach. Thank you. is always reassuring, isn't he?
Yes, and it is sometimes scary to play. Like, I really love Bach personally. I think like his music is so, like, there's such a wide range of personalities. It really speaks to me. But at the same time, sometimes as a performer, I'm actually very scared of playing Bach. But I think, like, you know, we all want to continue to grow, so I try to challenge myself by putting it on the program anyway.
Well, and with good reason. That was the Prelude and Fugue in A-flat from the Well-Tempered Clavier, book one of the two books by Johann Sebastian Bach. I mentioned the romantics, and we have a good dose of romantics in Agnes Wan's program today. You're hearing it live from our Buck studio for the midday. Quiz question, by the way, will probably be about 12:35 today, but it's already in, so at least I can guarantee that it won't be any later than that. And now to the first of our romantic composers represented, Franz Schubert. And this title, Impromptu, implies that it was something just kind of improvised, which indeed in its original form it may have been. Schubert was a great party pianist, but then it's quite possible that having improvised it, he went back and fine-tuned it.
That's definitely true. Like, you never know if he actually really improvised on the spot or he just wrote in a style of improvisation. He's just so highly, you know, talented.
And so here we are. This is one of a set of a total of 8 impromptus by Schubert, the impromptu in G-flat, opus 90, number 3.
Thank you.
a great use of the bass end of the keyboard in particular, very expressive there. And of course, the singing treble line on top of that in the Schubert Impromptu in G flat, Opus 90, number 3. There are two sets of those Schubert Impromptus, Opus 90 and Opus 142. The pianist, Agnes Wahn. Now, as we say, for something, if not completely different, considerably different, and a composer, very nice person who has been in the studio, and with his wife, the mezzo-soprano, Joan Morris.
Really?
Yes. Wow. William Bolcom, in addition to being nice, also very prolific, one of the great composers of our time.
That's definitely true.
And what shall we say, an aficionado of that American art form known as ragtime.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he composed like a whole big book of rags for piano, and they are really magnificent.
and creative. I mean, you can imagine, you can definitely tell they're not Scott Joplin, but they're also quite engaging in a later kind of language of ragtime.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I hope it's not true, is called The Last Rag.
Yeah, actually, when I was researching and trying to decide which rag to play, you know, I came across this one. I had the whole set, and you know, I tried to actually look for, you know, who has played it before, and found that not many people have played it at all. But I was really surprised because it is such a beautiful piece. It has a really engaging melody and, you know, some almost jazzy elements in it. And I was so surprised that nobody played it. So I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to play it. I don't know if it really was his last rag. It was in the middle of the collection. So he probably changed his mind afterwards and wrote
well,
more.
I hope so. So here it is, The Last Rag by William Bolcom. have The Last Rag by William Bolcom. And the pianist today, live in our Buck studio, is Agnes Wan, who has, traveled all around the world playing and teaching also, and is going to be performing tonight in Milwaukee. And exactly when and where was that again, Agnes, tonight?
It is at the Grace Lutheran Church.
And what time would one be there if one wanted to catch your concert in its entirety?
It is at 5 o'clock. It's earlier than most evening concerts.
Oh, yeah, you'll have to hurry to get back over there after the show today,
yeah,
won't
you? Yeah, I have plenty of time, yeah.
and what all, I know you're going to be playing these things, but in addition to what we'll be hearing today, anything that you could hear tonight that you won't be hearing this afternoon during the show?
Well, I am also going to play a set of Mozart and one more Prelude and Fugue by Bach.
Okay, so it's a good kind of balances out between the 18th and the 19th centuries with just a little bit of splash of spice from William Bolcom, and something to look forward to tonight.
Yes.
So, how many trips do you make a year? If you're going to Singapore in what, a couple of months, and then but you live in Virginia and you're teaching. You have been teaching in North Carolina. And what brings you, for that matter, to Wisconsin?
Well, I just wanted to, try to find places to play at sometimes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so the number of trips, it really depends. It depends on how many places I can find to play at. So,
sure. Yeah. Well, there are a lot of them out there, and, they'll discover you and you'll discover them.
Yeah, hope so.
Okay, well, I tell you what, let's do this. We will... hear the next piece, the Chopin Scherzo, after we do a station break and get to our quiz question. We'll get all that taken care of so we have a good long sweep for the Chopin. And so that will come, as I say, right after this station break here on Wisconsin Public Radio. All right, first we'll review yesterday's 12:30 quiz question, which was one of those commonality things. What distinction do the following song performances share? Ella Fitzgerald doing Mac the Knife, Elvis Presley with Are You Lonesome Tonight? It's hard not to break into song. Rudy Valley with There Is a Tavern in the Town, Nino Tempo singing with April Stevens, Deep Purple, and the Beach Boys with Barbara Ann. Well, what distinction do all of those performances share? There was some kind of a breakdown during the performance, but the recording was released anyway, and it added a certain charm. In the case of Mac the Knife, Ella Fitzgerald forgot the words and kind of made up her own, much to the delight of the crowd there. Sort of similar for Elvis in Are You Lonesome Tonight. He was playing Vegas and apparently got distracted by somebody's bald head and started making up his own verses and cracked up and could not quite recover. Rudy Valley, we're not sure why, but there is a tavern in the town, perhaps because he thought the lyrics were a little corny. He breaks down and does not recover from his laughter in that one either. Things go quite awry. Nino Tempo simply forgot the words to Deep Purple, and April Stevens then recites them for them in the song as it was released. It's still that way. It was a big hit, of course, that way. And then the Beach Boys with Barbara Ann, similarly, you hear laughter in the background when somebody makes a mistake, and they just kept it and ran with it. So that was yesterday's question. Here's today's. This seemingly impassable barrier was broken 62 years ago, but remained a record after that for only 46 days. So what seemingly impossible barrier was broken 62 years ago, but remained a world record for only 46 more days. Broken again very quickly. If you can identify it in the next 29 minutes, you might win another great prize this Friday during the midday, and you can email your answer to us at midday@wpr.org, or you can phone 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Linnea. And as always, we will draw the name of our prize winner from the names of all correct respondents just before 1 o'clock. And now back to Agnes Wan, live with me here in our Buck studio, and a program that's largely romantic, and a big chunk of it is this work by Frédéric Chopin, and it's a real handful, a scherzo.
Yeah. I guess the name of the scherzo implies some humor, but...
The joke's on the pianist.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, it's very busy for about the next 11 minutes.
Yeah.
This is the scherzo number 4 out of 4, scherzo in E. That's quite the musical banquet, the Scherzo No. 4 in E by Frédéric Chopin. You heard it played by Agnes Wahn today in our Buck studio. We'll hear more from her, and I'll repeat our 12:30 quiz question right after this here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Here's our quiz question again. This seemingly impossible barrier was broken 62 years ago, but remained a world record after that for only 46 days. What impossible or seemingly impossible barrier was that? That was broken 62 years ago, but remained a world record after that for only 46 days. If you can identify it in the next 13 minutes or so, you just might win a very nice prize on this Friday afternoon from the midday. Email your answer to us at midday@wpr.org, or you can phone 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Linnea. And we'll draw the name of our winner from the names of all correct respondents. And now one more set of short pieces from Agnes Wahn. And who would be better qualified to transcribe songs of Robert Schumann for pure piano than his wife, Clara?
Yes, definitely. Well, she, you know, she was a concert pianist herself, and you know, I think, of course, like there is this romantic story between you know, Robert and Clara, and yeah, I think, you know, she, in transcribing these later, I think that she was really loyal to her husband's version too. But she pretty much just put the vocal part, you know, for the pianist to play also, but she didn't change much of the accompaniment for the original leader.
And so they're In Foreign Lands, The Lotus Blossom, and Dedication.
Thank you.
Three Lieder by Robert Schumann, transcribed for piano by his wife Clara, and played in our Buck studio today by Agnes Wan. And you can hear her tonight if you're in the Milwaukee area. She'll be performing a recital at Grace Lutheran Church with many of these pieces and some others. And that'll be 5 o'clock tonight at Grace Lutheran in Milwaukee. And Agnes, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with all those travels and performances.
Thank you.
Well, we'll get to the quiz question in about 6 minutes after these canzoni by Frescobaldi, played by Gerard Schwartz and Company. And thanks to our engineer, Tom Blaine.